USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
All gates remain closed as an active shooter has been neutralized at Naval Air Station Corpus Christi, leaving one security force member injured. The facility has been on lockdown since early Thursday morning. Senators are looking into the impacts of coronavirus on the elderly.
COVID-19 has brought tremendous hardship and tragedy, imposing a deadly toll on seniors in particular.
Opening a hearing, Maine Republican Susan Collins noting the ongoing problems in nursing homes. President Trump on his way to Michigan, where he will tour a Ford facility. The president also participating in a listening session with African American leaders, and the president will also get a look at some of the horrific flooding going on in the state as well. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Tony Jones. Are you about ready to climb the walls of the house because you're still under a stay-at-home order? Or maybe you're trying to figure out what to do with your free time when the lockdown finally ends? Why not try World of Warships? With World of Warships, you can command a massive naval fleet featuring some of history's most iconic vessels of war. And you'll unlock new ships every week as you prepare to dominate the oceans. And every ship is accurate to the original, and every battle puts you in the middle of the action like you're right there. Each week, there's something new to experience with new missions, new game updates, and events to keep you and your friends engaged for hours every day. And get this, you can play for free. To play for free, go to worldofwarships.com and use the invite code BOOM. BOOM will get you started. Two cruisers, one American and one German. Just click on worldofwarships.com and remember, the invite code is BOOM. World of Warships, the thinking man's action game at worldofwarships.com. That's worldofwarships.com. The invite code is BOOM.
The latest numbers are out regarding jobless claims. With the details, here's USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes.
More than 2.4 million Americans filing first-time claims for unemployment benefits last week, which is down about 250,000 from the previous week, but now pushes the total since the coronavirus outbreak began to more than 38 million. States with the biggest increases in claims last week were Florida, Georgia, and Washington. The biggest decreases in California, Texas, and Oklahoma.
Three people have been injured and a suspect is in custody after a shooting Wednesday night at Westgate Entertainment District in Glendale, Arizona. The suspect is expected to make his first court appearance on Thursday. These eyewitnesses described the scene.
The Bar Louie manager just told all of us to run to the bathroom, so everybody that was in Bar Louie ran actually into the restroom.
And we just barricaded ourselves in.
That audio courtesy of ABC 15 in Arizona. A motive for the shooting is not immediately known. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Working from home? I'm Chad Dodd, veterinarian and consultant to Limp Bells. Here's some tips for keeping your dog fit while staying at home. Find 15 minutes twice a day and walk your pet at a decent pace around your place. Play hide and seek by hiding some kibble or favorite toys and letting your dog find it. If you have stairs and your dog is mobile, walk up and down twice a day for 5 to 10 minutes. Or better yet, try a power walk on your terrace or backyard for some fresh air. There are more helpful pet care tips at youmove.com, spelled Y-U-Move.com.
May is Huntington's Disease Awareness Month. Approximately 40,000 people in the United States have Huntington's Disease, or HD for short. Huntington's Disease is sometimes described as having ALS, Parkinson's, and Alzheimer's all at the same time. All during the month of May, I'm going to be raising awareness for this fatal disease. I had a chance to catch up with Don Magid. Don is a social worker at the Huntington's Disease Clinic at the Barrow Neurological Institute in Phoenix, Arizona, and she discusses with me some of the symptoms of Huntington's disease.
The symptoms that we see most frequently, the first symptoms to appear tend to be cognitive symptoms. So they're having difficulty following through on tasks that might have once been very easy for them. They might have difficulty managing their finances. They're forgetting to attend appointments. They are having some difficulties with communication with people around them. They have difficulty remembering places, choosing the correct words and sentences, things such as that. So it's the cognitive symptoms that we tend to see initially, and thereafter with some of these patients, we're going to see physical symptoms, such as balance issues.
For more on Huntington's disease, please check out hdsa.org. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.